Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The fragile three-day-old Syrian ceasefire negotiated by the U.S. and Russia appears increasingly troubled, with Moscow accusing Washington of failing to rein in rebel militias, and insurgent commanders saying there is little point to the truce, while Syria's President Bashar al-Assad continues to block U.N. aid from reaching the besieged city of Aleppo. Staffan de Mistura is the special U.N. envoy for Syria.
The U.N. is ready to go. Deo's facilitation letters, i.e. final permission for the U.N. to actually reach those areas, has not been received.
Aid agencies, as well as the United Nations, are ready to supply relief to an estimated 6 million people inside of Syria, including 250,000 who were trapped in eastern Aleppo. The top Philippine diplomat has cautioned the United States about lecturing his government on human rights, prompting the White House spokesman to urge all parties and countries, especially allies, to uphold universal human rights. Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yase called for multiple and mutual respect between the U.S. and his country. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said President Obama has made it clear human rights impacts the U.S. relationship with the Philippines. A group of British lawmakers strongly criticizing the intervention of Britain and France in 2011 that led to the ouster of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. The report from the British Parliament's Foreign Affairs Select Committee said a lack of planning in the aftermath meant that Libya quickly descended into chaos, with rival militias battling for power. This is VOA News.